Lydia Dinkova, we're going to go to you with story number five. This is a piece you wrote. It appeared in The Real Deal. I'll read the headline for a couple of graphs. Then I'll ask you to provide any kind of like insight you can. You might not be able to comment because you wrote it. And but anything you can share with the audience would be much appreciated. Here we go with the headline. Again, The Real Deal. Day of Reckoning. South Florida multifamily investors feel sting of rising interest rates and insurance. Subhead investors that swooped in on South Florida's multifamily boom now face elevated interest rates, high insurance costs, and plateauing rents. And I will mention before I read part of the story, I can tell you as somebody on the ground who hasn't had a car for 11 years, who relies on public transportation, I walk, I take trolleys, I get rides. I'm seeing four rent signs everywhere. I'm seeing them posted in the media. I'm seeing them on the posts at an intersection. But let me go ahead with the story, Lydia, that you wrote. Schindler Group wasn't about to miss out on South Florida's multifamily bonanza. 2021 amid an influx of out-of-state residents creating unprecedented apartment demand and the biggest rent hikes nationwide, Schindler bought the 433-unit Sea Lofts at Boynton Beach for $153 million. And let me just do some rough math there for anybody who's playing at home. $153 million is what the purchase price was. They got 433 units. We're going to divide that by 433. We're talking $353,350 a door per unit. $353 a unit, just to give you some context on that. So we'll go on with the story. The complex of 20 white and sky blue buildings tucked in suburban Boynton Beach, which is in Palm Beach County, is over 90% occupied and lists monthly rent for about $2,000 to nearly $3,800. Surely Sea Lofts ought to be in a worry-free environment, except not really. From mid-2022 to mid-2023, property repairs and maintenance costs rose 22%. Insurance skyrocketed 62%, and payroll and other expenses increased by 12%, according to the research firm Morningstar Credit. The squeeze Schindler is feeling from the Federal Reserve's 11 aggressive rate hikes since 2022 isn't clear. Morningstar Credit showed the debt service coverage ratio, a measure of an owner's ability to meet debt obligations, dropped last summer to 0.75 or below the DSCR break-even threshold of 1. Lydia, day of reckoning, buyer's remorse. What the hell do you do if you suddenly all of your expenses are going up, whether it's insurance, it's repairs, and rents have plateaued? What are companies like Schindler and others faced with down here in South Florida?
So they are faced with, as you said, rising expenses, skyrocketing insurance. If they have a floating rate loan, obviously their interest rate on their debt is higher. They are reckoning with a lot, with the caveat that a lot of them, when they took out their debt, whether fixed or floating interest, they could have carved out some sort of hedge, whether it's an interest rate cap, which would keep their interest rate capped at a certain percentage in case the Federal Reserve increases the federal benchmark interest rate. Caps, however, expire. If you want to renew now, those costs for the caps are also skyrocketing compared to what they paid 2 or 3 years ago. They also could have like caveats or some hedges in the loan worked out, like reserve balance or something to pay off increasing expenses like property maintenance and insurance and so on. So the fact is it's not doomsday yet, simply because a lot of lenders require them to take out these hedges and from the get-go if market conditions change. But the question is, how far could these things carry them? A lot of them are doing total value add, that did total value add investments where they buy, let's say, an aging complex in Kendall or somewhere else in South Miami-Dade, and they kind of like emptied it out. They didn't renew leases, and then, you know, with the idea that they're going to invest all this money, renovate it, and then release it again at much higher rents. But then again, they're going to have this vacant complex that they're going to be spending money to upgrade for months on end. And in the meantime, they still have to meet debt obligations. So I feel like those people in particular and those investors in particular would be in a tough spot. But then again, people like Schindler who bought a relatively new complex, the one you read about in Boynton Beach, it was built in, I think, 2020. They are also, you know, like you said, facing expensive costs, expensive insurance, and so on.
You know, there's kind of a rule, kind of a back of the napkin rule when you're sort of figuring out does this place make sense? Some people refer to the 1% rule. Whatever your purchase price is, you ought to be able to get 1% rent. So if you pay $353 a door, which these guys did, they ought to be getting $3,500 a month in rent. And that's supposed to basically cover your mortgage and everything else you can make up elsewhere. So I'm just wondering, and this is for Lydia and this is for the audience, if you're coming in and you're paying a premium and you expect rents to only go up, what does the roundtable think? Are we at a point in the market where we're going to continue to see rents go up, or have we seen the best? Can you expect rents to continue to go up to justify $353,000 a door in a place called Boynton Beach, which is not exactly South Beach? It's not Fort Lauderdale. It's not even West Palm Beach. So what say the floor?
Well, I don't know about Boynton Beach, but I can tell you that as a renter, I'm always just out of curiosity checking Zillow and Redfin and all that. I can tell you that rental prices are either in Miami, in my area, are either the same or climbing. Because I'm looking at it, I'm saying, what? They're charging what now? $1,800 for this, $1,900 for this, when it was $1,700 just a few months ago. So I don't know what's happening in the rental market, if there's been any studies, because I haven't looked at them. But just boots on the ground, to me, it appears that rents are either staying where they are or they're slightly going higher.
John, is Mr. Fackler right where rents are going strong? And I'm wrong, where all the signs I'm seeing posted everywhere for rents and medians on polls. What do you make of it, Sean?
I think we're kind of in that in-between world where all the supply is coming on and we haven't seen meaningful rent decreases yet. But that's just a matter of time. I think, as supply increases, I mean, it's inevitable that rents are going to fall. Now, if you overpaid for a property and then you got all these expenses and all that, one way out is foreclosure, right? Got to hand the keys back to the lender. Renegotiate with the lender. That's what you got to do.
Which raises the next question, and this is for the floor. Regional banks are under some pressure. If you look at what's happened to Wall Street, there's a lot of concern about commercial real estate. Obviously, multifamily is residential, but it's really commercial. Could we see the Fed and banking regulators really sort of crack the whip to make sure that we don't see a repeat of what we saw 15 years ago or so, where basically you had a lot of debt that sort of went sideways and went bad, simply because too much money was put on the street. Prices were way too high, and maybe $353,000 a door sounds reasonable to some, but I would argue it's a pretty high price in a place like Boynton Beach. So could we see the feds and regulators start to crack down and start to have this other effect that maybe people aren't anticipating?
It's too late.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, the regulators are always behind the eight ball. You know, there's a... I see deals. I read deals. Lydia writes about them. I read about them. And I'm like, this makes no sense, you know? And there's one bank in particular from out of state that is making all kinds of crazy loans here. You probably guess who it is. I'm not going to say who they are, but they're from a southern,
I know
they're from a southern state. And I'm like, yes. What the hell are they doing? They're doing these crazy deals left and right, financing all kinds of stuff down here. And I'm thinking and it's a regional bank. And I'm thinking where are the regulators? These guys are making all kinds of, risky loans down here. And they're and they've been doing it. They've been at it for the last 10 years. And, nobody's put the brakes on these guys.
The big, big loans that we're seeing right now are for the branded luxury condos that are coming online. So not to be a voice for a developer or a lender, but I bet you their counter argument to what Jane said is, well, we're building a branded product and it's a different echelon of buyer. These are super luxury units. The price point doesn't matter to people. I would be more worried about I don't know how that's going to pan out. I don't know if the regulators should be keeping an eye on that. If indeed there are enough buyers for these super high-end luxury condos, if they're going to be pre-sold. But I would be more worried about places like Boynton Beach and people who bought apartment complexes there and that are, technically the rents are market rate, but they're betting on a windfall and they're betting on increasing market rate rent.